Hello, everyone, and welcome to another day on the Catalyst 2.0 Challenge. Thank you so much for having me as a guest speaker today. I think this is such an incredible event to help us remember that pain is part of our journey, it's part of life, and that it's not for nothing, that it is something that shapes us, that helps us grow, that helps us expand. And there are tips and tools and strategies to move through, but also just hearing other people's stories can really help us get this sense of comfort to remember, oh, yeah, I'm not being targeted here. So, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Christina Mira. I am an energy healer here in the Ottawa area. I have four amazing children. I am living with my beloved partner, Hanu. We hold medicine ceremonies here, healing ceremonies, group work, but we also do one-on-one work. I also offer life alignment coaching, which is really helping to free those limiting beliefs and allow us to be in expanded states and live at a higher frequency. I have been practicing for over 20 years and teaching on self-awareness and intuition and coming back into our own remembrance and wisdom in various ways, various ways. So I'm really, really happy to be here and share with you a little bit more intimately about my journey and also one of the most painful experiences of my life, which was leaving my marriage. My first marriage, I was married to my best friend at the time. We were college sweethearts. We spent every moment together. We did everything together. We were kind of that it couple, if you will. We were just great friends. And we had three young boys together at the time, and had just celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary after being together for a few years prior to that. And everything in me knew what we had was crumbling. I felt like I was holding on by a thread and spending all of my energy trying to keep this together. And I just want to paint this picture for you so you really can understand the weight that this held. Again, we had been together for a long time, but in those early adult shaping years. And so he was my everything. Probably could have been a red flag, but he was my everything. And we had just moved from my hometown just outside of Ottawa. So moved from outside of Toronto to just outside of Ottawa a year prior, which meant I left behind my support. I left behind my family and my friends. I didn't know anybody here really, because I was so new to the area and really just in a season of motherhood that was taking so much out of me. I also had chronic illness that was undiagnosable, meaning that I had very real and difficult symptoms, and nobody could figure it out. My blood work and my symptoms just kept shifting. So I was on so many different supplements and just under care, chronically fatigued, depleted on all levels. And also, I was a stay-at-home mom. The children were my priority, and I was doing energy healing and life coaching and teaching my online courses just kind of in spurts, in little ways. And again, I share that with you also because I think finances are a big part of the stress that we can move through, especially when we go through grief, pain, struggle. How are we still going to pay the bills while we need to move through these emotions without completely numbing or bypassing? So, knowing that I was financially independent, I was not going to be receiving any financial aid at that time, right or wrong, it's just something I wasn't going to ask for, because I was trying to keep some sort of friendship there. So again, without going into the details, just trying to paint a picture of who I was, where I was when I was leaving. And this is when the greatest tool that I have kicked in, and that is my faith. My faith and my belief. And I have a true belief that everything is happening for me, not to me. I'm going to say that again. Everything is happening for me, not to me. I'm not a victim. I am being supported by life. And that is something that I had established. That belief is something I had established for years already. So please don't think I was in the middle of this situation and all of a sudden I just was able to bring that belief into my mind and just skip away into the sunset. That is not how this happened. It was years of really practicing and programming my mindset to be that I am not a victim. I am a victor. Life wants me to thrive. Life is supportive to me. And it's because I believed in that that I was able to move through with, dare I say, so much grace. It was not that it was less painful. It was not that I was any less scared. I was a full-time mom with three young children, not sure how I was going to be able to feed them. But it was through my belief in something bigger than myself that there is a plan that's got me, that hasn't forgotten about me, that is guiding me to something that I can't see right now, but it's got to be great. Otherwise, I would not be in this situation. That belief has anchored me. And this is why I love mindset and freeing those limiting beliefs so much, because when we do, it allows us to move into spaces of transformation. No matter what is happening, whether it's like a glowing opportunity that's coming our way, or it seems like the most torturous crisis, when we have that belief that everything is happening for me, I might not see it yet, but I know because life is always, always happening for me. So this would not be an exception. Then that allowed just a little brief moment of reprieve in my control to make sure that I could be safe. That's usually the scariest part, is that we don't know when we're going to feel safety again. But if we can surrender to the current that life is bringing us to, then perhaps it can be an easier experience. Easier is, of course, a relative term. I don't mean that you will feel less. Oftentimes it's the opposite. But the ease comes in the open hands instead of those clenched fists, those white knuckling, just holding on to whatever we can, whatever we know. Whatever feels safe, if we can start to let go and open, yeah, there might be some cramping in the hands from clenching for so long, but eventually we'll be able to receive the transformation, receive the new way of being, receive the gifts that come with whatever we're going through, painful or not. The gifts keep coming. And so, in my situation, I moved and I allowed myself to just be in the unknown. And it's like that analogy of being in the rushing river. I was spending so much time really exerting my energy trying to swim to one side of the creek or another, or swim against the current, like so much resistance to being in that rushing water, but I couldn't escape it. And I was making myself more sick trying to avoid it. So it wasn't until I fully surrendered and said, yes, I feel it all. I am no longer lying to myself about my situation, whether it be my situation of pain that I couldn't blame on anybody or anything because we had no answers, whether it was my relationship that I always thought that we would be together forever. And it's like, finally, I'm going to open my eyes and see that this isn't what I was pretending it was. Whatever it was, my financial situation, facing the fact that I didn't trust myself to be consistent because I hadn't been in my life, except for the fact that I had been consistent in the love and care I'd given to my children. I was just looking at and judging myself in a different way on in just one area of my life. And so, by letting all of that go and facing the reality of my situation and feeling it all, I was able to move the energy. Because what happens when we're holding on, whether it's to the past, whether it's to the now, whether it's to whatever it is, when we're holding on again, those clenched fists, where is the energy flowing? It's tense. There's resistance. There's fear. Everything's contracted. Nothing can move. So it's when we have the courage to face the truth and face the situation and feel it, that's when things actually start to move. So if you're in a situation right now, regardless of what it is, if you're in a situation and you are feeling, and you are making the choice to feel, because you know how easily it is these days to disassociate and to numb. So if you are feeling, then I applaud you right now. And just even if you're only letting yourself feel for moments a day, give yourself the grace to recognize that you're doing your best. Feeling is the exact thing that's going to help move the energy and release it. And you need courage. Courage equals transformation, because transformation cannot come when we're comfortable. Transformation comes is when we're at the edge of what we're comfortable with, and we start to feel it. Whether that is excitement and bliss or pain and suffering, it goes both ways. And so, whatever you're feeling, feel it deeply. Don't bypass. I truly believe everything happens for a reason. And that helps me to feel it, because as I feel it, especially in my line of work, as I feel it, I can understand now when I speak to other people what they might be feeling, what they might be experiencing, because I sat with myself through these junctions in my life. Where I can now say, I have come on the other side. I am learning, and I say still learning years later. It's been 7 years since I've left my husband. And I'm still learning to trust myself, but that has grown and developed over time. There are elements that I trust that I've never trusted before, but yet there's still more to go because I'm still growing and still transforming. So when we can feel it and we can remember, if we can, and maybe you need to write a post-it note and stick it on your bathroom mirror so you see it every day, or maybe you put a reminder in your phone that you are not your pain. What you're feeling is so real. And yet, it's just moving through. Like when it's raining and it's storming, you feel the rain. You feel the chill, and maybe the dampness even settles so deep into your bones that you can go inside and you're still cold and damp. You're still affected. The lack of sunshine can leave you gloomy, and even if it gets super, super stormy, that might even frighten you. You might even feel scared. Your nervous system gets affected by this rainstorm. But you're not the rain, and you're not the storm. You're just experiencing it. And if we can give ourselves that reminder that you are not your pain, you are not your suffering, you are not your grief, you are experiencing it, this too shall pass. It will, it always does, the highs and the lows. That's why it's so important to allow ourselves to be present, because it's only in the present moment where everything is available to us. The good times are going to pass, the bad times are going to pass. It's that the impermanence of everything that, I don't know, it kind of brings, for me, it brings more comfort to remember that everything shifts and changes. It has its cycles, and I can be with it all because look how much I've already come through. I'm sure that whatever you're experiencing now, or whatever you will encounter in the future, you've already encountered something. You've already moved through something. You've already lived and survived through something that brought you grief, pain, suffering. Look how much you've come through already. How has it changed you? How has it empowered you? What has it brought? What gifts have it brought? Has it brought? I trust myself. And again, I'm trusting myself more and more every single day. I found who I am without attachments. I provide a sense of security for myself. I provide a sense of safety and love and care for myself. And now I have a man in my life who's so beautiful, and I get to experience and share that with, coming from a full place. My life has expanded beyond what I could have dreamed up for myself, planned for myself, and it's only because I decided to have the courage to let go. And again, courage equals transformation. And courage, I mean, courage really only takes a few seconds. We just need a few seconds of courage to step over our boundary of fear. And then once we're past that, then the fear can come back. But once we have the courage to move forward, life can open up. And another thing that really helped me was caring for myself the same way I would a best friend, a loved one. Asking myself, would you like something right now? Do you need a blanket? Making the effort to get up and go and get myself a cup of tea. And really be in that moment of gifting that tea to myself, but also receiving it. And it sounds silly, but it has such a deeper effect than we can understand. Because we're caring for ourselves, we're loving ourselves, and we're repatterning how we receive and care for others. But especially for me as a woman, and it, the way I was brought up, it was really important for me to be able to receive. And yes, I started giving to myself before I could start to receive. But I also was learning that receiving end, taking the time to sit, to be still, to be quiet, to be with myself, my thoughts, my feelings, but also having the discernment of when enough is enough. Saying, okay. I feel it all, but is my mind looping in a story? Because if it is, that's when we want to snip it. That's when we want to say, okay, let me just breathe. Let me feel my breath. So, wherever you are in the world, in your life, in your journey, let's remember this is a journey. And all of the experiences that you encounter, the highs, the lows, the bliss, the pain. It's all going to refine how you view the world. It's going to open yourself up to greater levels of empathy and compassion. But again, discernment, boundaries, and love. So, just to share with you all, I have been very healthy. The chronic illness is no more. It left soon after I was able to feel my feelings. And 7 years later, there's still seasons of my body releasing whatever I've been holding. But it's a journey, and I don't judge it the same way I might have before. I have found a happiness within myself that moves still. I still have down days because this is the journey of life. But I have a deep understanding and a sense of peace no matter what my emotional state, no matter what my mental state. I know the tools that work for me, and I feel deeply, deeply connected to all that is. And that's something that I would never give up. And that's something that I received through all of my experiences. And I know, had any of them been different, nothing would be the same right now. And I love where I am. So I'm sending you so much love wherever you are. Know that you're not alone, that you might have to face certain aspects of your journey on your own, but you're not alone, and life wants you to thrive. So take your breaths, be in the present moment, care for yourself the way that you need, and reach out if you have any questions or need some support. Again, my name is Christina Mira. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook at I am Christina Mira. Christina's with a K. Or at The Acorn Revolution. You can also email me at hello@theacornrevolution.com, and I would love to hear from you and connect with you. Sending you lots of love, and have an amazing day. Mwah.